One of it start and we're not ready.
Well, that's classic us, isn't it? I mean, if there was a more us thing, I'd like to see it. I mean, I haven't even mic checked yet.
Two.
Mic checked.
What are you laughing at? Some of us are professionals.
What was that tune? Rock your body, mic check, 1, 2.
Because I came to party, the crew run through. I started so low there. Chicks and bodies, tell me what you're going to do. Like, whoa, whoa.
Of course you know the words. Absolute talk nightclub popman, mate.
It was a banger, mate.
Right, okay, here we are. Yep. Welcome, one and all, to this absolute shower of capers.
Class. Yeah.
We're going to do our best not to swear and say adult stuff, but sometimes that stuff might slip out. And that is the beauty of a podcast, that things can slip out and it doesn't matter.
No.
It depends on what it is.
Yeah. But we will try our hardest not to let that happen.
We'll try our hardest. Yeah. You know, some things you can't just let slip out because you'll get cancelled.
Now you're making it weird. It was just a gentle warning before, and now it's gone weird.
That's the problem, isn't it? So, okay, we'll say something entertaining then for everybody.
All right. This is the Ross and John podcast.
Oh, no. I can only apologise for everyone wearing headphones. I'm wearing headphones, and that hurt my ears.
It didn't hurt my ears enough. I'm going to turn it up a little bit. There we are.
What we're going to do is we're going to turn that fade down.
Why? Why have you turned it down
so it's at a low? More reasonable volume?
I don't know. Hold on. Cover your ears. Yeah, all right. Okay, that's true. That is more acceptable.
So we've got this new desk. Mm. And on this desk, there is hotkeys. Mm. That is what they're called. And we've got hotkeys at the radio station, but they're not like drum pad hotkeys.
No.
They're like, I have to click a button. It is touchscreen, but I don't like putting my fingers on it.
Why not?
Because it's just, I just don't trust it.
What do you mean you don't trust it? Well, you might accidentally touch the wrong thing and it does something it's not supposed to do?
No. Well, one of the things is, and this is a peek behind the curtain for all our Radio Essex listeners, is that the studio, the way it's set up, is that it is a great studio and we've got all this stuff and we've got these screens in front of you that are on these really like heavy-duty mechanical arms.
Yeah.
Not electronic, like manual movie bouty things. But they're just in like the position where like if you want to hit them, you've got to like lean forward to hit them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I wonder what that's like. For the benefit of the tape, I do have to lean quite away to press that button.
That's only because you've got very small arms.
I'm actually sat on the desk. I have to run from one side to the other like Stuart Little.
Generally I'll just click them. But here we've got like a little drum pad and we can put stuff in. But at the moment we've just got the default things.
Yeah.
I don't like using defaults.
There's something sort of semi-charming about it, isn't there?
No.
Have you not seen, didn't Gorillaz write a song using completely default stuff off one of the...
Yeah, Clint Eastwood. I didn't realise that, actually. That was doing the rounds on TikTok recently. He did that interview with Zane Lowe. And yeah, it was like... Well, it was one of them... There's a comedian called Gareth Richards who plays... We're not gigging with him recently.
Quite possibly, mate. You might have to narrow it down. he plays and then nothing else came out of
your mouth. He plays literally that instrument that they wrote that thing on. It's an omnichord or something.
Oh, okay, called. Right, yeah, yeah.
Is that what it's called? Bring that up, Jamie.
Stop saying, you're Jamie.
I don't want to be Jamie. Jamie is the person on Joe Rogan's podcast. They mention something and bang, it's on the screen. Yeah. And that's what we need in our lives.
We have literally got it in our pockets, but that's just not enough for you, is it?
It's jarring the conversation because I've had to stop.
Oh, yeah, you're right. We haven't had a single thing to say since you got that phone.
Yeah, it's called an Omnicore. Oh, my God, that's like 700 quid.
Are they really?
It's a really weird bit of kit. It's like, you know, you can't see this.
Oh, yes, I do recognise it. Yeah, but you definitely have got... Oh, okay, I wonder what you're doing then.
Oh, God, there's a message come through. Luckily, it's just a thumbs up. Yeah, so it's like a little electronic sort of lap thing.
Yeah, it's like it's got a bunch of different buttons basically, and they loop and stuff and play over and over.
It's got like a bunch of presets, but you can like you can change the key and stuff of each thing. Mm. So Gareth Richards is very funny actually, and he creates comedy songs using this Omnicord. But I'd never seen one before, and yeah, it turns out that Gorillaz, Clint Eastwood, their debut single. That boom, dum, dum, boom, dum, boom, dum, dum.
Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, tune that is, by the way.
So yeah, that was just the default Rock One preset on the Omnicord.
Amazing.
There you go. All we've got is this.
Yeah, I was going to say, no, to press the button. Oh, it's such a good choice of button as well.
I don't even know what they are. I'm picking them at random. One. It sounds like a rave in like a mouse's house.
It's quite kind of high pitched, isn't it?
Very high pitched. Yeah. You got a little bird eating at your bird. Oh, there's loads of birds. Oh, they're all here.
Just keep still. Don't move about too much. Stop it.
Shoot.
Stop. Oh, shoot. For goodness sake, don't do that. You're such an idiot. Why would you do that?
They've all gone.
This is why I can't have nice things.
That rodent's, mate. You don't want him. You don't want a little feathered rodent say, oh, carry rabies.
Oh, for goodness sake.
You don't want them playing with your nuts on your balcony.
Yeah, okay. Have you hit that age yet?
What age?
Where you're interested by birds?
Oh, no, not really. I mean, I find them, like, fascinating, you know. When I was working at Glastonbury doing the festival, there was, like, we'd start shift at 7 o'clock in the morning, and obviously you're in the middle of, like, Shepton Mallet, which is all just farms and fields. So.
Named after Timmy Mallet, of course.
Of course, yeah. And, yes, there's a lot of wildlife about, and at 7 o'clock in the morning is when it's all, like, you know, getting out of bed. So I used to see, like, there used to be these two swallows that would go and put on, like, a little air display for me.
Like Glastonbury Air Show.
Yeah, it was better than half the twaddle that they had on the stage.
Oh, well done. Good filter. Well done, mate. Every time you filter, I'm going to do this.
It's really jarring, that noise. I'm going to vote that we don't play that again.
Oh, come on. You're joking. I've spent so long on the radio having to make that noise myself.
This is why you're not allowed to touch the button.
Would you rather I went, we're.
No, I'd rather we just did normal human voices.
Anyway, we're talking about birds. It's a thing, mate. It is a thing. You get to a certain age and then you're just dead interested in birds.
Our friend Matt Adlington's got a phobia of birds. I don't think that'll ever happen for him.
No.
He's got like a weird fear of birds.
I've had a sad thought.
We'd play golf together, and if he hit his... People who play golf will know that every shot counts. And he'd hit his ball next to a goose, and he'd be like, nah, it's lost. It just, rather than go anywhere near
wouldn't
it.
Wouldn't he shoo it? Why doesn't he shoo the bird away?
Because he's more scared of it than that is of him, genuinely. That's the only time that thing is.
Why didn't you shoo it away for him?
Because he's not my girlfriend. He's not my daughter, is he? What do you mean shoo it away for him? He needs to sort his life out, mate. It's a bird.
He just wanted to win a
honestly,
golf.
One swift volley and it's all over for that thing. And he's like, oh no, I'm going to give it a wide berth.
Geese are sort dangerous, mate. Geese are dangerous.
What do you mean they're dangerous?
They're dangerous. They've got a strong neck and beak. Don't they say that?
No.
I might be thinking of a swan. No, it's a goose. I'm sure it is. Like a goose's wing.
Thing.
A goose's wing could break your arm, apparently.
Yeah, oh, but that's just one of them old wives' tales.
What?
I don't believe that a goose is weird. Like, break your arm, what, if you've got, like, you know, just bone there? Brittle bone syndrome. If you've got brittle bones disease, or whatever it is, and then you get whacked by a goose, maybe. But I think, like, you know, in real terms, how is it going to break your arm?
Okay. If it flies into you at speed.
Like, if you had to have a row with a goose.
And you're going to ask me the biggest animal I could knock out in a punch.
No, but I'll tell you what, here's the question. Like, so there's a goose, right? That goose is ready to fight you to the death.
Yeah.
Right? You've got, on the other side of that ghost, if you beat the ghost, you can move forward.
Hold on, I've got a question for you. Is that definitely recording?
Yeah.
100%?
Yeah, don't knock me off my flow. Of course it is.
Okay.
I'm better than Keely, mate. That's a reference from the radio. You've got to be careful of those as well, because some people won't know about it. What am I talking about? No one else cares about us. So, yeah, like on the other side of this goose, you get through the goose and there is, you know, the destination that you want to get to, right? And it is like...
It sounds like some sort of weird Pokemon game, mate.
No, this is your idea.
Where there's only one option and it's to fight a goose.
No, and the other side of that thing is a tavern that's got Guinness on draft.
What is happening here?
I'm designing the best place.
Some weird adventure.
Because I need to make you want to beat the goose, John. Do you know what I mean?
I want to beat the goose.
If I said, like, you don't like doing literally anything good.
So you were trying to find something that was the most appealing thing to me. And you chose a tavern with Guinness.
No, I'll tell you what it is. On the other side.
I love that, mate.
On the other side of that goose is B&Q, right?
Right.
B&Q.
Okay.
And they've got a sale on.
Oh, come on.
Right. They've got a sale on. And there's a pop-up Guinness store there.
Okay.
And it's unlimited Guinness for free while you look around the shop.
Yeah. Okay.
And if you can do 3 pints of Guinness in 8 minutes, they give you a free shed. So that's the stakes we're at, right? If you don't fight the goose, it's like a 4-hour walk home.
Okay.
I know, you're already like, oh, I'll probably just put my headphones in and spend a bit of time with myself. You just hate anything that is crap you love.
I don't. Anyway, go on. So, was your question,
would you fight the goose?
Yeah, I'd have fought the goose for 50p, mate. I'd have fought the goose. I'd have fought the goose if I could fight the goose and still maintain my dignity. Yeah, but like, it'd still maintain my dignity. If the goose and I had agreed the terms and it was like a boxing match, then I'd fight the goose, mate.
A boxing match?
Yeah, like something. I don't mean put gloves on it.
I love that you've put rules on it. Queensbury rules. Yeah,
no, what I'm saying is that you both agreed the thing. You know, I don't want it to be I don't want a street fight, a goose.
Two geese.
What are we? What?
Two geese.
A couple of geesers.
A couple of geesers.
I'd still fight them, yeah. How many
geese?
I think they'd give you a run for your money, though, wouldn't they? Two geese.
I think, you know, because they're erratic.
Yeah.
You know, I think, like, if you're going to fight a couple of geese. Like, a couple of geese is the limit. I think three geese.
That's tipped the tables the other way, isn't it?
I reckon I've only got about three good kicks in me.
Okay.
Before my knees hurt.
I doubt it's even that, mate. One kick and your body's not expecting it and your back's gone.
No, I'd just kick and miss.
And your shoe would come off.
Do you know, I once went to...
It's one of my biggest fears, trying to kick a football back and it hitting the fence. You know that noise of a football hitting a fence?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is my fear of me walking past, you know, a place and a football comes over and they're like, kick us out, ball back, mate. And there's me going... just for like three kicks, and by then they're like, don't worry about it, mate, we'll come round. We'll walk round.
I once, me and my mate, John O'Brien... Big shout out to John O'Brien.
Big up.
Get out of it.
Stop it. Let them come back.
There's loads of birds.
No.
Not that kind of birds. Like actual feathered ones.
Yeah.
So anyway, me and my mate John O'Brien, years ago, decided we were going to play tennis. Take up tennis. Why is that? That's not the funny bit.
I love this story so much.
And, oh, God. And like in classic Ross McGrain fashion, it's like, I thought all I needed is a racket and one of them, like... You know, the tin cans of tennis balls that you get. Why are they in fizzy pots?
Because once you play tennis, you don't stop. I was trying to think of once you pop.
There it is.
Once you pop, you can't stop, innit?
Yeah, that's Pringles. Yeah. But you don't open Pringles with a ring pull, do you? I thought it would be once you pull, you can't stop.
No, but you don't. You have to take the seal off the Pringles before you can pop the thing.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. Whatever. This is a weird tangent. Sorry.
You were telling us a story about when you went to play tennis.
It's not even that funny now. I just bought a racket. I didn't buy any like clothing or whatever. And we went to Priory Park in Southend, and they've got like tarmac concrete tennis courts.
Mm.
And honestly. First serve, right, in my Converse, threw the ball up in the air, overhand, like went to smash it with everything I had, and my legs have just, my feet have just slipped out from underneath me, and I've landed straight on my kneecap, mate, and the pain, the agony, you know, like that pain when you clump your knee right on the good bit.
Yes.
Oh, holy crap, and that was it, game over, I couldn't play anymore. Couldn't play anymore.
Oh.
This is why I don't do physical exercise.
I would have loved to have seen it so much.
I know you would. I didn't even know you were there.
I can see it in my mind. You know what was happening? I was doing something. I was like, I don't know, skateboarding or whatever.
No,
with my chain.
You were stuck in a bin from break time. No one could hear you to let you out. Let me out. Miss, that's not funny anymore. I was 24. Oh, God. It's not even a joke. So, yeah, that's why I don't do sports, mate.
Yeah.
Nice. Not really interested. I love the idea of tennis and table tennis. I wish I was better at table tennis. But
why do you wish you were better at table tennis?
Because I'm really bad at it. I'm terrible.
So
at
what?
It. But I like table tennis. I'd like to be good at it. My mate.
Hold on a minute. You haven't got to be good at something to like it.
Oh, you have.
You have.
Yeah, if it's sport, what's the point? If you're not good at it, all you're doing is just making everyone else's day a little bit less good.
What?
If you're crap at sport, yeah. This is going to be controversial, but everyone knows it. If you're rubbish at sport and you're out there playing rounders, you're letting the team down.
You're not letting anyone down.
Yeah, you are.
You're not.
No, everyone is being nice.
Because the win or loss doesn't matter.
Most people are nice and they'll just crack on and be like, oh, dropped it again. Oh, yeah, it's tough, isn't it? Do you want to swap places with me? No, don't worry. It's all a bit of fun, isn't it? Inside they're thinking, why are they on our team?
Some people are just actually thinking that. Some people are just thinking, it doesn't matter. It's just a bit of fun. Do you want to swap places with me?
No, nah, mate, they ain't.
They are.
Yeah, and the only reason why you don't realise is because you're the crap one. And that, everyone's like...
That,
look, I'm just,
that
listen, I'm,
is never true.
What I'm saying
is... It's never true.
Oh, man, I'd love to play five-a-side football with you.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I'd be in goal, mate. I'm like a cat. I would.
No, you wouldn't.
I would. It's the only solo thing where you don't have to rely on anyone else. That's where I'd be.
The first shot I'd hit you in the face and you'd cry.
A five-a-side goal, I could probably reach the top of it as well.
I don't think... Is there goalies on five-a-side? I suppose there would be, yeah. Let's do rush goalie. Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that, yeah. I never really understood it, but I remember it. It's where the goalkeeper could just come out and play on the field as well.
Yeah.
But was still in goal.
Yeah, it was just rush goalie, and then it meant, yeah, that the goalie could rush out. Could rush you.
Okay. Not the place.
In a van.
Not the place.
Not to Russia, no.
No.
Russia.
Yeah, not Russia.
What are we talking about?
I can't remember, mate. I was trying to... Where did we start our conversation? It was tennis. It was you playing tennis.
Tennis, yeah, it's one of them sports I like to play. And table tennis as well, but you've got to go to prison to get good at that.
No, you haven't. No.
I think you have.
That's not true.
I had a friend who went to prison.
Yeah.
And he came out and he was bloody good at table tennis.
I don't think that's because... I mean, it probably is because he had a lot of time to practice.
Yeah, well, they had obviously had table tennis in there.
Yeah.
He played it a lot.
Yeah. I think he was reading books over and over again, just come out wicked at it.
Well, he might have done. A bit of film, like Shawshank.
Mm.
But yeah, so he was really good at tennis, so maybe I've got to go down for a couple of years. Do a little bit of hard time, come out just so I can smash you at table tennis. You're probably good at table tennis.
I'm not bad, yeah. I'm quite good at all racket sports. Anything that's hand-eye coordination, I'm all right. But anything that relies on physical size, I tend to be at a disadvantage.
I think I'd give you a run for your money in badminton.
You've said this before. You absolutely wouldn't.
I think I would.
Okay, all right, well.
I think you'd be surprised.
I think you'd be literally dead. I think you'd be having a heart attack.
Yeah, I'm not even.
I think you would do your first serve, smash your knee, and not be able to play again.
That's no underhand serves in badminton, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
little dinks.
Yeah. Are you just trying to feel out my ability to serve? I think we pause this. What do you think? What do you say? I reckon we pause this now.
Pause it. Yep. Okay, we're gonna have a break. We'll be back after this.
Test, test.
That's the jingle. That means we're back.
That's the one.
We should get, like the sirens on QI.
The sirens?
When they say something obvious, the klaxons go off.
Sorry, yeah. You said sirens, I went mythological creature. So sorry.
Aren't they like something? Sirens like
that's what
girls,
lures
like cheerleaders.
What lures you to the water? Cheerleaders.
Yeah, like sirens, sexy sirens.
They sort of don't say that. That's weird. They sort of you'd be going along in your boat, and then they would sing to you from a rock or whatever, and the men would like go overboard into the sea and like go after the beautiful sirens.
Sounds nerdy.
It is a bit nerdy. Yeah, that's why I was surprised you were talking about it. What do I click on it? Where's your little thing on here?
What are you looking for? That's working. What are you trying to do?
See the video, mate. To make sure you've got it set up properly.
Oh, you want to look at your own face? All right.
I make sure we're in the mix. You've moved this over again. I'm not sitting back.
Anyway. Now maybe it's because of you. Yeah.
Maybe it's not because of me. I'm in the same place. You're the one who's all the way over there.
So the video is going to be available exclusively on our Patreon.
Yep.
We'll upload that every time we upload an episode. So if you want to see the action. Instead of just hear it.
Don't disappoint yourself, honestly.
Oh, God.
We're still using a broomstick handle for my mic stand.
That is honestly so peak, Ross and John. It makes me sick.
The microphone's the best one you can get for what we do.
Literally, industry standard, one of the best vocal microphones on the planet.
Yeah.
Being held together by some LX tape, Velcro straps.
Don't diss the Velcro straps.
A white belt. And a broomstick.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, you know what? It works. You can hear me, can't you?
So there. Yeah, well, we can hear you.
Yeah, there you go. That's half the problem, isn't it, hearing me?
So we're doing, we're doing this improvathon soon.
Yes.
And how do you feel about it?
I personally am quite looking forward to it, but I don't know how it's going to go. I don't know what the deal is with what everyone's playing yet, so I don't know what I'll be playing.
Right.
What are you playing? Do you know?
I don't know. I might be playing Man Sitting on Sofa. Away from improvathon.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you're the one telling my wife, mate. You can tell the boss.
Do you know what's absolutely incredible about this is that I never said I was doing it anyway.
but you didn't say you weren't doing it.
I didn't say I wasn't doing it. No, so now I'm in a position where it's like I'm probably going to be doing it.
Yeah. You have a good time though, don't you?
Yeah, I did enjoy it. I've done the first two.
Mm.
The first one I really loved. And they're all brilliant experiences. But I think I need to be the centre of attention all the time. There's too many people is the problem.
Okay.
I think if we got rid of 85% of the cast and it was just me.
Okay.
And then everyone sort of...
No, hold on a minute. I was convinced I was going to be part of that as well.
No, I'm hoping you'll be one of the 85% that leave.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, appreciate it.
So you can have stuff ready for me backstage. No, I am looking forward to it. We had a laugh, didn't we, last time?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think because it's 48 hours straight, it's like it's like a Netflix box set.
Yeah.
Only mental. You could pitch the whole thing to Netflix the next day and they would literally just laugh you out of the building.
Yeah.
You'd get security probably.
Yeah, it's too weird.
But it is weird and wonderful to experience. And it raises money for a good cause as well. Is it UNICEF?
UNICEF
charity?
This year, yeah.
So... Yeah, so but some people are going to do the whole 48 hours.
Yes,
they reckon they are
the whole 48. Yeah, some people think they're going to do the whole 48. Yeah, I've done a 50, and it's achievable. It's hard, obviously. It's quite hard on your body, but
did you have any sleep breaks in that 50?
I didn't sleep at all. No,
not at all.
The only time when you nod off and you wake up again. That's the only sleeping I did in that whole time. No little 10 minutes, close your eyes here and there.
How did that make your body feel? After that?
Yeah, just the weirdest part is getting home afterwards. So you do it all on the stage and everything and that becomes your world for 50 hours. And then oh, that was such a good fun time. Bye, everyone. Bye, bye, bye. And then you get in the car to go home and you're like, oh, it's real life. Obviously, you don't drive home after that. You have to have someone drive you.
Yeah, I was going to say. for the benefit of the tape. But yeah, I mean, I could imagine having to get the tube after that.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. So it's in London. Well, it was in London the last few times it's happened. That's why it's called the London 50. And moving around London can be really surreal at the best of times. But yeah, just after that, it was just the most unbelievable experience. You know what, Uni? You're making so much noise with that microphone stand, that professional microphone stand. What you need is a broom strapped to a stand. Introducing the piece of wood stuck to a stand.
And then what about the week after? Is it jet lag?
Yeah. Yeah, so it takes about 3 or 4 days to get back to normal.
I think that's what I noticed when we did it. The first one that we did was Hollywood Hotel 1920s,
yeah,
Hammer House of Horror sort of thing.
Haunted hotel type thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, which was great because it kind of lends itself to lots of different sort of old school type characters, and there was lots of weird characters there as well, and aliens and God knows what else.
Ghosts, yeah.
But because you do it, we did the full 24, and like you say, there's obviously it's not 50, but still, I do think you get to a certain point of tiredness and you plateau.
Yeah, you plateau. So my experience is that you plateau overnight. So you go the whole night and it's fine. And then you get up in the morning and you go another...
You get up.
You get up, yeah.
Everyone else gets up and you carry on in the morning.
That moment when the sun, when you can see the sunrise, your body just goes, all right, kids, we made it. And you genuinely do get that second wind. But then that only lasts a couple of hours.
Yeah.
And then it's much higher highs and much lower lows.
Yeah.
And they become... more frequent.
But yeah, you're so immersed in that world and that world is literally insane.
Yeah.
It's mental, the stuff that's happening. that actually reincorporating yourself back into society afterwards is...
It's a bit odd, isn't it?
It's so weird.
That's why you were wearing a cowboy hat for so long.
Yeah. I remember getting home and I sat down on the sofa and like we ordered a Chinese because it starts at... the one that we did, we started at 7 p.m. on the Friday and finished at 7 p.m. on the Saturday.
Yeah.
So we've been up all like for the whole 24 hours, and then it was like a, you know, we had a drink afterwards and stuff. Got back about 9:30, and I was starving. Ordered a Chinese, and I was literally, you know, like them videos of kids falling asleep when they're eating. Yeah. I was like chewing this bit of lemon chicken for about half an hour, and just my head dropping. And Holly's like, "You need to go to sleep, mate. Look at the state of you."
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah, it does get you. And it's like that for a couple of days, at least.
So 48, I'm not doing 48 hours straight. I can't do that now. I'm too old.
Okay.
What are you doing?
48 hours.
No, you're not.
No, I'm booked for the whole 48, but this year I'm going to take the pressure off a little bit. And if I need to sleep, I'm going to sleep. So I'll do as much as I can and then I'll sleep a bit. And then I'll do as much as I can and sleep a bit.
Yeah, I think, you know, self-preservation is important. Mm. We're busy. Mm. We've got stuff to do.
Yeah.
We can't die.
No. Well, hold on a minute. Let's take that soundbite. We can't die. Ross and John. Immortality. You should get that on t-shirts, mate. I need to look into that's not a carbonara t-shirts. I really think that's such a wonderful niche Ross and John product.
We're quite fortunate in that we end up with loads of little catchphrases. Every show we got a new one. And I think like off menu podcasts with
mention not the name of another podcast. No other podcast exists.
No, it's a great podcast.
Yeah.
And I loved Acaster particularly. But they teamed up with I never remember the
band. That is the first thing we need a soundbite for.
I can never remember it. Pat not Patrick, that was an old tennis thing, wasn't it?
What, Patrick? Patrick? A brand?
Sports brand that you definitely didn't want for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, I had a pair of Patrick trainers. I didn't, by the way.
Didn't have any trainers.
I just had my school.
Clip soles. Yeah,
one was a little bit darker than the others, so they definitely weren't a pair.
John was the kid that went to the 13th birthday party in plimp soles.
Oh, plimsolls are a mad thing, aren't they? How has that become a thing? Plimsolls.
What I want to know is why they're called plimsolls.
Oh, that is a good question.
They take the rest of the week off because that's one of my favourite words to say.
Oh, I'm getting a call. Oh.
Who is it?
It's my wife.
Well, tell her to fuck off.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, press the button. Press the button to say that we've flagged the thing.
Oh, no, not that one.
No, don't. No, neither of those things. Yes, that's right. Sorry for the swear. Press the flag as well.
That doesn't work.
Oh, of course.
It only works if you're recording to the SD card, yeah.
Okay, we should do that in a minute.
What?
We should do that.
Oh, no.
What do you mean?
We don't need to record it in four places. Do you want to answer it while we're on the podcast?
Oh, it's too late. She's gone now. No, what we should do is do a separate record in a minute and try pressing that button and see what happens.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if you want.
Yeah, it's all I can think about now. It's going to take me a while to get out of this. We'll continue with our chat. Where were we?
Oh, I don't even know where we were now.
Plimsolls, rare shoes.
Plimsolls.
One of the biggest insults in life is being told to use borrowed PE kit in it. Oh. And there was always some plimsolls in there.
Stank.
Yeah, and one of them was really grey and the other one was like, you know, perfect brand new black suede.
It's when you saw them.
Suede's
like,
a bit of a stretch.
Suede.
What's the material I'm thinking of?
I don't know.
You know how plimps are? They're made of like a really specific material.
Oh, yeah, it's like nylon, isn't it?
Okay, well, yeah, there we go, nylon.
But they... Do you remember, like, you'd find one and it'd be like a size 10 broad step? One, yeah. It's like, who's wearing that? Who's wearing that?
And where's the other one?
Yeah, exactly.
Some kid's got a...
My plimsoll.
No, you'd actually hear...
Where my other plimsoll?
And it's that kid who's been held back a couple of years. Got a tash, drives himself to school.
Oh no, it's Dwayne. Sorry, Dwayne. Give me my plimsoll. I need to play rugby with my plimsoll on.
Oh, he's got a part-time job. He's a bus driver.
Oh my God. I hope that actually, I don't know whether we, is that, have we just been cancelled? I don't know. Episode one.
What for?
I don't know, taking the mickey out of a disadvantaged child.
Mate,
it doesn't exist.
If he's that bothered, he'll just kick you over a fence.
Yeah, to be fair, Dwayne would kick my head in.
Let's pause this and press that thing.
Even with one more plimsoll on. No. We're not doing any more pauses.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because we're making more work for ourselves.
Okay.
I'm going to have to splice the video together.
I thought they'd be two separate ones.
Hey?
I thought this would be the end of one and then we'd do another one.
Another episode?
Yeah.
Nah, mate. 18 minutes ain't long enough, is it? How long's this one been going for?
Well, I don't know. 18 minutes was a bit specific, so it's probably that, isn't it, knowing you and your autism? Counting how many minutes it is. What are we on?
Oh, this is 30 minutes.
There you
perfect.
Go. Bang on. I literally said it at 30 minutes. Oh, it's like that's why my brain's programmed to 30s and I can never do a 20.
Well, that's episode one in the can.
Is it?
Well, yeah, if we're going to do 30-minute episodes, I think we've just smashed
but
one.
But haven't we done two practices already of this?
Oh, we don't need any practices. It ain't getting any better.
Okay. So this
it's not going to get... Honestly, if you're listening to this and thinking, oh, well, I'll tell you what, when these boys get warmed up, this is
by
gonna
episode
be...
eight, they're going to finish one conversation.
I don't know how many tangents we went on there, but, you know, that's what it's all about.
What were we talking
the capers
about?
Are organic.
Yeah. Yeah, genuine capers. What were we talking about at the beginning of this?
Oh, God knows, mate.
Answers on a postcard. All right, let's hit that where and then sign off.
The where.
Yeah.
Listen, we love you. Join our Patreon.
Listen, you are. You literally are. Thanks.
Listen, we love you.
We love you. Yeah, come on, you. Chin up. Put your ideas up, you. We blooming love you, we do. Yeah?
Come on. Me and your nan.
Come on, where's your smile?
We love you.
Where's that smile? Where's that smile? There it is.
If the wind changes, you'll be stuck that way.
You'll be stuck like that.
So turn that frown upside down.
Get out of here, you little scamp.
This is going to be like them Joey Diaz motivation videos on Instagram. Just you going, you get out of here, you little scamp. Come off your girl.
Please, please, can we sign off every podcast from them ever?
Oh,
please,
God.
Come on now.
Right, listen. Join the Patreon, patreon.com/RossandJohn. If you already joined the Patreon, join it again. In a different name.
Don't join it again. Yeah, try and trick us.
get your husband or your wife's card or whatever, and you know, or your kids' savings, you know, that
don't
little bit of money you've been putting away
for
your kids. And just put it into Ross and John's Patreon.
Don't do that. Come on.
And when we're big, we'll give you 20% on your investment.
If you're thinking about signing up for our Patreon, just have a real think about that for a minute. Just have a real good start. Just have
no,
a
we're supposed
good
to be selling it, not
I am, but also
talking them out of it.
I'm a realist. Just think about whether or not you can afford to miss that money.
Yeah, look, listen, most of you are going to be doing all right for yourselves, you know. And you probably listen to us every weekend. And you're like, oh, I bet they're a right laugh if we go out for a beer with them. We're not. We're miserable.
We're not. We're so bitter now.
The best thing that you can do, or the closest thing to that, is to sign up to our Patreon. We will spend that money on beer, and then you can...
Capri Suns.
Watch the video.
We won't spend it on beer.
Oh, come on. We're drinking a Guinness right now.
Yeah, but the people who are listening don't know that.
It's 9:30 a.m. It's just got off the school run.
It's not.
It's not really, no. It's 11:10. It's not. It's... What time is it?
Doesn't matter what time
it
is.
Hey, Siri. Hey, Siri. Oh. Oh, no, my battery's died. Keep falling asleep on
hey,
the couch.
Hey, Siri. You keep falling asleep on the couch? Oh, no, I've asked it that.
No. Hey, Siri. What time is it?
Oh, I'm sure it must tell you on your phone.
It does, but I wanted to prove to them.
Why are you trying to... It doesn't matter, does it? What are you doing now? You're definitely doing something else.
I'm doing something else. I just got a message and
oh
I started
my goodness.
Reading it.
Sign up to the Patreon. We've done 4 minutes on sign up to the Patreon now.
Yeah, anyway, please sign up to the Patreon. And if you do already sign up to the Patreon, we love you.
We
and,
love you.
Thanks for watching as well with your sweet
we
watching
you,
content.
We do. You've done such... You've done so well. You're doing so well, aren't you? See you next week, you little
see you next
scamp.
Time. Get out of here, you little scamps.
Here's 50p for sweets.
Don't tell your nan.